For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Congress is a house divided when it comes to the Intelligence Committee's conclusion that Russia tried to influence the 2016 election. Two committees, both led by Republicans, have now come to very different conclusions. In a bipartisan announcement, the Senate Intelligence Committee said that after 14 months reviewing the sources, tradecrafts, and analytical work, we see no reason to dispute the conclusions of the U.S. intelligence community from 2016. President Trump's new financial disclosure form shows he repaid his attorney, Michael Cohen, who had laid out $130,000 for a hush agreement with Stormy Daniels. The president denied knowing about the payment, but Rod Rosenstein believes you cannot indict a sitting president. You're listening to USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Congress is a house divided when it comes to the Intelligence Committee's conclusion that Russia tried to influence the 2016 election. Two committees, both led by Republicans, have now come to very different conclusions. In a bipartisan announcement, the Senate Intelligence Committee said that after 14 months reviewing the sources, tradecrafts, and analytical work, we see no reason to dispute the conclusions of the U.S. intelligence community from 2016. President Trump's new financial disclosure form shows he repaid his attorney, Michael Cohen, who had laid out $130,000 for a hush agreement with Stormy Daniels. The president denied knowing about the payment, but Rod Rosenstein believes you cannot indict a sitting president. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Northern California prosecutors seeking to increase the bail for Ina Rogers say her 10 children were waterboarded, shot with crossbows, and had scalding water poured on them. The children say she did nothing to stop her husband's actions. On Wednesday, a judge upped the bail of Rogers, the mother, to $500,000, saying she's not a danger to the public, but she is a danger to her children. Residents across the Northeast are cleaning up after powerful storms that are blamed for the deaths of 5 people. WCBS TV's Alisa Finch is in Newburgh, New York.
Many homes, businesses, and intersections are still without power. An investigator from the National Weather Service is surveying the damage to determine exactly what happened here.
Reminds me in some ways of stuff I've seen after tropical systems go through, the number of trees down.
An 11-year-old girl died when a tree struck her car. This is USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Housing starts are down in America. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The Commerce Department reporting that new home construction fell 3.7% last month to an annualized rate of 1.29 million. Single-family homes did tick up slightly, but construction of multifamily units fell by more than 11.3%, and that's a sharp drop-off from March's 13.6% gain in that department. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The state